Impeachment inquiry proceedings continued in Parliament, where suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office is under scrutiny. On Tuesday, Advocate Dalimpofu, who leads Mkhwebane's legal team, said he would argue that the evidence of a former senior investigator at the public protector's office, Teboho Kekana, who was summoned to the inquiry, should be disregarded.
I'm going to add at the end that literally anything that you have said should be taken with a pinch of salt, if it should be taken at all. Actually, it should not be accepted at all, because you are an unreliable and dishonest witness. What would you say to that?
Chair, I've given evidence to this committee, and it's up to the committee to use that evidence any way fit.
The only true thing that you have said in this commission, in this committee, is the fact that you did all this and entered into all these affidavits in order to avoid charges being leveled against you, being leveled against you. I think there you were telling the truth. That's the only motivation you have in life.
That was not the only truth. I provided all the information to the committee to the best of my knowledge.
There were several questions posed to Kekana with regard to his affidavit, about which he said he was not certain or could not recall. In the afternoon, members of parliament, including UDM leader Bantu Olumisa and ATM's Vuyo Zungula, posed questions to Kekana.
Do you think the evidence leader gave you enough time to prepare for your appearance before this committee?
I really didn't want to come and testify to the commission to the committee. And one of the reasons that I did advance, Chair, was that my memory in regards to certain events, and especially of events that had happened some time ago, was impaired.
Why should the committee take your evidence as the gospel truth or as the truth, whereas firstly, you're found to be dishonest, and the CCNA report states that your dismissal for gross misconduct was fair, meaning you are not a person of integrity?
I answered all the questions to the best of my knowledge and truthfully so, Chair. And Chair, the remarks by the chairperson of the disciplinary hearing and the award issued by the CCMA, I disagree with them, and that's why there's a pending matter at the Labour Court in respect to that.
The hearing is set down until the beginning of August. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelane Nonyukela.